And a very good morning to you. It's Breakfast with Pat and Heels on this Friday morning. We're brought to you by Burbank Homes. They are the builders you can trust. You can bank on Burbank Homes and a Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Kona N-Line. Heels, good morning to you.
Morning, Patty. Good win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's always good to wake up with the first premiership points to the Bronx. And they consigned the bumbling bunnies to an 0-2 start. And, of course, they've got the Book of Feuds, Roosters, next Friday, so it's not getting any easier.
Yeah, okay.
For Jason Demetrio's mob.
We were the little bumblers.
First half was a shocker.
But they just let us back every time they had us under a little bit of pressure. They made it blue.
28-18, Corey Parker will join us for the Friday throwdown just after 8 to tear it all apart. 35,000 plus on a Thursday night. At the Bronx, the traffic was ordinary everywhere. So let's have a listen to how they did it. Here's the SEN call team, Sats, Andrew McCulloch and Drury Ford, with the highlights from Suncorp Stadium last night. And we're about to get there after such a big build-up. Yes, we were just about there.
Oh, what's our system saying? There's no highlights. That was it. No, Reece Walsh, mate. That was vintage Walsh, I reckon. Remember, he dropped the first ball. He had a little bit of a look at a charging defender. I think it was Cody Walker coming out of the line. Then he had a dummy half pass which went straight through his hands. Yeah. Where'd the ball go? Like a piece of cake of soap. And then he scored magnificent tries. Yeah. Here they are.
Shocker from dummy half, and South Sydney will get the ball right back. This will be the last. 17 minutes gone. Can the Broncos strike first? Reynolds on the last. Little dummy pump. Kick in behind. Chasing through for the Broncos. Dean Mariner. And Mariner scores the opener for the home side. Away. Walsh, first receiver, centre of the park, comes back on the inside. Walsh! Oh! Pointed the Rabbitohs just like it was the Red Sea. And Reece Walsh beats three to score under the post. Broncos have their second. This time Ilias Havili. Havili, they didn't take his legs. Oh. And he uses his upper brute strength to plant the Steedon down over the white stripe. Havili scores for the Rabbitohs. They're on the board and they're up and about.
Now Sydney, decoyed by Burgess.
Oh. Havili late at the line and Davi Moali for the Rabbitohs. In fact, it's Colin Matangi. They're over against South Sydney. Moali it is. South Sydney with two tries in the matter of a few minutes. They are back in this one. 12-10, kick to cut.
Now a set restart. 12 away. Smoothie dummies inside, goes outside.
Flick on somehow from Cobbo for the corner. Jesse Arthur. Oh, how about Selwyn Cobbo? Arthurs finishes off a wonderful play. Brisbane try.
Way to Cobbo. They're in the Rabbitohs territory as Arthurs got a kick to a terrible bounce. Walsh was there. Mitchell was upended. And Reece Walsh is all smiles.
Oh, how sweet it is. Walsh is over. And some wizardry by the Brisbane Broncos. And Walsh finishes it off.
Walters
in trouble.
Court. Going out
trouble.
The
kick and chase here by Mariner. Regathered by Mariner. Dean Mariner. Is there anything this kid can't do?
Here's Mitchell. Mitchell slices through. He's got nothing but Brisbane Broncos players chasing. But Latrell Mitchell, he runs away from all of them.
Too fast, too smart, too good. Latrell Mitchell with a consolation try for South Sydney.
Full-time siren sounds as Latrell Mitchell gets ready to take the conversion. 28-16, kick to come. The Broncos have recorded their first win for season 2024.
Yeah, so a couple of audio slices from Kevy now, but I thought the Dean Mariner piece with Dean's kick, it was a brilliant try. It came as a little bit of a surprise to the coach.
Well, certainly, yeah. That chip and chase was a beauty. I haven't seen him chip or he kicked one last week over in Vegas and it nearly hit our hotel. It went that far. So tonight he got it right there. He's a good young talent. Yeah, and he's a try scorer. That's what he does. For someone that young, he's handling it, all the speed and the pace of the game. He's doing a lot of things right, which is...
He's the one that's keeping Corey Oates in the Host Plus Cup too. Hey, so we'd love you to join us today. 13 13 55 is the Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line. or the text line. It's already been busy. 0467 736 736. Special prize today for best text or call.
What do we got? We got the kicking in?
No. We've got the roadie meat voucher.
Oh.
Very, very popular last week.
Roadie meats.
The roadie Beautiful. Meats we promised yesterday. Here's a couple of these texts already in, George. That game was comical last night. So many errors. It was an NRL fantasy nightmare. Well, look, George, to tell you the truth, Kevy actually does agree with you. He said it wasn't a pretty sight.
Yeah, I thought it was an ugly game of footy, to be honest. But this time of the year is about winning. You know, we were a long way off where we need to be, and so was ours, to be fair. But there were some things to like there with some individual players, but just as a team, we're just not quite nailing it yet. But I'm just happy that we won, because you need to win this time of the year just to breathe.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Stu is agreeing with George. Morning, gents. Yes, we got the 2 points, but boy, oh boy, does this Broncos team have some growing up to do. We got the job done with a few great plays from Walsh, Mariner and co, and the defence held up okay, but we had more errors than a NAPLAN test.
And what about the first tackle? The first tackle, Paddy Carrigan reels out the back of it. He's caught one in the side of the head, and he kept sort of having a play with his ear, and so he got away with a fair bit of assessment there, I reckon, and he sort of cleared things and played extremely well through the middle from then on. That was a magnificent effort.
Well, I mean, Jason Demetriou as well, he's a little bit like Kevy. I mean, it was a mistake-a-thon, particularly in the first half, and he just said basically we shot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, I thought it was just really, like I said to the boys in there, I couldn't fold our defensive effort. I thought our defensive effort and our resolve was outstanding. But we're just shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, whether it's we can't feed a scrum properly or first tackle errors, kicking it into our own player, you know, penalties for blocking. Just, like, it was a horror show of just really little things that just kept putting pressure on ourselves. Said to them there, we bottle that effort and that desire and tidy up some of that stuff, then and see how good this footy team is.
One of his biggest offenders is probably Ilias, I reckon, the half.
Mm.
So hopefully he can, you know, come good.
He doesn't play with a lot of time, does he? They're in his face.
Yeah, okay.
There's
no blockers.
As opposed to Reynolds. Well, and now Reynolds is the major talking point out of this.
Mm.
He always looks in pain. I know it's something that he fights constantly, but he's admitted that he will go for scans today.
Will you go and get another scan, or you know it's a media or something without management?
No, our plan is to get a scan in the morning.
So what's the exact nature of the injury?
Can't give that secret away, Pete.
He can be.
It's just a knee injury. It's nothing.
Is it nothing? I mean, he was quizzed again about this knee injury that, you know, has him in pain a lot of the game.
Just stirred up what was already there. It was pretty sore, but felt okay during the game. Felt a little bit before half time and thought it'd be right to get back out there, but sort of hurt it in that tackle.
Well, I don't know. Do we see him next week? It's next Thursday, this grand final rematch, which, you know, a lot of the players and a lot of the fans have had it circled in their diary for quite some time. At Blue, we've got to travel to Bluebet Stadium and you come up against the Panthers next Thursday night.
Mm. Kevy, you listening? It's Bluebet Stadium we're playing. Post-match, he sort of said, I haven't given Penrith much thought yet. I don't even know where we're playing them. Are we here or down there? And they all said, you're here. And but he said, oh, I think I'm still in Vegas. So it was a good effort by Kevy to get. He's had some learnings, hasn't he? He knows how important to win that was.
The other one who was under heavy scrutiny for obvious reasons last night was Ezra Memner. He's come out with a shoulder injury. We're just hoping that that's a burner. But both the skipper and the coach were obviously quizzed on Ezra after the, you know, a fortnight from hell for him.
It was good. It was good to see him take the line on again. Such a big part of our team, you know, when we play those field positions and he can put a threat on that short side. Sometimes teams get numbers wrong and then we can get him on the other side, but I thought he was back to his best tonight.
Yeah, I thought he defended much better tonight than what he did in round one, so that's always a good thing for Ezra, because his attack will come off the back of strong defence.
Well, he was in everything.
Yeah.
I wrote it down. Like, how many tackles was he in or around? Very engaged. I reckon little blokes, and I think he's a little bloke, Ezra, they can wear out. They keep running at their shoulders and they have to put every effort into stopping big blokes. They can wear out. If you get a bad shoulder, look out.
Well, it's just gone 6:14 and we've probably seen one of the most sycophantic texts that we've ever had on the show.
Oh.
Cuzzy, I love barbecues. Pat and Heel's show is the best program on the radio waves. Jack is so good at setting up those stump Heels questions. Manny, you haven't got a mention here. He said, and Vanessa's the best in the business when it comes to news reading.
You're very careless here. You're in the bin.
Too obvious, Cuz.
Yeah, see, no, Cuz, you were right in contention for the roadie meat voucher until you failed to mention Matty, another vital part of the team. Yes, there is a roadie meat voucher for the best text or call today on the 13-13-55 line.
That was better acting. That was worse acting than Adam Reynolds when Damien Cook got sent off for the sin bin for holding him down.
Yeah, but he'd been holding down all night. He got what he deserved.
It was a bit harsh, I reckon.
Hey, they're calling him in AFL Cardiac Carlton. So 35,000 at Suncorp, 83,000 at the G last night. They toppled the Tigers at the G, 12-14-86 to 12-9-81. So the Clutch Kings have won. Their last six wins have come by 6 points or less, including two finals. They go into a bye now 2-0. Obviously, we know after that unbelievable one-point victory over the Lions. The Tigers, though, under the new coach, Adam Uzo, are 0-2. And he's got some injury dramas, it looks
Ooh,
like.
Oh, hasn't he?
Yeah, Gibkiss has got an ACL, the Imprestia with a hammy, Young with concussion. So things not getting any better for the mighty Tigers there. And the only other news before before Vanessa comes in, Wallabies. Joe Smith has enlisted hugely respected coach Laurie Fisher as one of his assistants. So it'll be his second stint with the national side. I reckon it's great. He's so well respected as Fisher. He's got 20 years experience. He used to be Australian under-21s coach. He had 18 years over a couple of stints at the Brumbies. He's been with Munster and Ireland, Gloucester and England. So Joe Smith has already started work on getting his team together, and it will include Laurie Fisher. So that's great news. Just a reminder today, we're going to talk to your great mate, Mark Tubby Taylor, who's just about jumping on a plane now to come to Brizzy. He's going to have a game of golf with you this afternoon, but he's here on an important mission tomorrow at Eagle Farm, isn't he?
Oh, it's just a fundraising mission for his charity that he's now chairman and patron of, the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, he's going to tell us all about that a little later on this morning. But, yeah, we're all going out to Eagle Farm tomorrow, so we'd love to see you there. And we've got Suns Young Gun, Bodie Ulund. We'll stop by after 7:30 as the coast prepare for the Adelaide Crows. And, of course, you know, Corey Parker is joining us as well. All right, into the studio comes Vanessa. It's 6:17. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Mm-hmm. And as we've been counting down to all this week, council elections tomorrow, as well as the by-elections for a couple of state seats. Now, one LNP candidate got a little bit caught out because she put photos up on her social media saying, I've voted, and, you know the staged photo they always do, putting their paper into the ballot box saying vote one. Well, she actually got a bit caught out because she's ineligible to vote in that seat because she does not live in that electorate of Inala. This was Trang Yen who released these photos. She was grilled about it, said it wasn't actually her paper, but it belonged to the person who was taking her photo. So, you know, vote in your seat, everyone. And they say it was just a photo to promote the need for everyone to remember to go out and vote tomorrow. So, yes, do make your plans for tomorrow. Vote in your correct seat. No staged photos. and we will see what the outcome is come tomorrow. Now, there has been a rocket blast off overnight. SpaceX taking another test flight. Now, this is their mega rocket. It's one of the biggest ever sent into space. It's the third test flight for this SpaceX ship, and it did make it further than the two previous attempts, but it has actually been lost. They lost contact with it, but they say that's okay. say. These missions are all about gathering data, and it's about preparing for their ultimate mission, which is to take a manned ship to Mars. So they're saying it's okay. That's a success. It got further. We learnt a lot. But even though, you know, that spacecraft did not splash down and will not be back in service, but that's the way these space missions go.
Expensive exercise.
At a very high expense.
That's Elon on the team,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
How many Olympics are just gone there?
Yeah, I know. And all GABA redevelopments. Okay, and if there's one thing you can do this weekend, it's get a good night's sleep. It is World Sleep Day, but many of us are not getting enough sleep at night. 58% of Australians struggling to get a good night's sleep. And it is one of those pillars of good health that they always say,
exactly,
and to a happy and healthy life. But the reasons we're staying awake at night, personal anxiety is the biggest thing, just lying in bed worrying, trips to the bathroom, financial pressures as well. And then there are sleep disorders, obviously, that affect people as well. So look, let's prioritise our sleep. There's nothing like a good night's sleep, is there, where you wake up feeling great?
Says Vanessa Gibson, who gets to work at 2:30.
Yes, I know. I need to practice what I preach.
Vanessa, thank you very much. It's coming up to 6:20. We've got a big show today for this Friday. We'd love you to stay with us. We'll be back right after this.